Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Earlier in the show, Ellie, I told a story. It's a local story. A lady named Lynn, her dog has been taken from her from the council after she fell asleep. It escaped out the back garden, had an altercation with a cat, and then it was taken, and they won't give it back to her. And they won't say why. They won't give her reasoning. They won't give her a time frame. It's just a puppy. It's only 9 years old. It's a German white-haired pointer.
9 months old.
9 months old, I should say. It's just a little puppy. It's had an operation recently. It needs its mum. It needs its medication. And they're not being very nice about it. So we thought we'd get Lynn in to share the story herself. Thanks for coming in, Lynn.
Morning.
Now, this has obviously upset you. You've had a bit of a tough time recently, haven't you?
Yes.
And so tell us exactly what's happened from your perspective and what you're going through at the moment.
Came home from night shift, brought the dogs in. They had a couple of hours sleep with me, let them out, went back to bed. And about 2.5, 3 hours later, I got a phone call from the local ranger saying he's got my 9-month-old puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, all right, I'll come by and pick it up. He goes, no, you can't have your dog back. And I said, yeah. And he goes, no, there's other issues. You can't have it.
So what are the other issues?
Well, I supposedly grabbed a cat, jumped the back fence and grabbed a cat and
a feral cat, and it was.
Yeah, the ones that have been dumped over the back fence has been tormenting my dogs for months. So I guess the dog's grown up a little bit and thought, okay, today's the day.
Mm.
Time to get it back. Feral cats in an abandoned house, mind you, as well.
Not registered.
And not registered. Yet instead of taking the cats or sorting out the problem in that area, they decide to take your 9-month-old puppy who's had a recent operation as well and is on antibiotics.
Yep.
And why will they not give it to you back? Have they given you any reasoning at all?
Just pending an investigation. That's all I've been told.
So do they think that the dog's dangerous?
I'm not sure.
They haven't given you an explanation?
No, right.
So how long has it been since they took your dog?
1 week today.
And they won't let you see it either?
I'm not allowed to see it. I'm banned from the pound. I must be a horrible person.
You seem like an absolute nightmare,
oh,
Lynn.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, look out.
Hey, let me just paint a picture of Lynn. She's a nurse at GV Health. Mm-hmm. She works night shift. She does a lot for our community. Yet in return, they take her 9-month-old puppy. You also have her mother as well.
Yeah, and I'm a ratepayer.
And you pay your rates as well. You think the least they could do is at least give you an explanation or give you some steps as to what it takes to get your dog. 1 week's not good enough. Council, if you're listening, give us an answer. They have your number, Lynn?
Yes, they do.
Please
get
in touch.
Ring me now.
Please get in touch and let us know what it could, because a puppy needs its mother.
Yes.
Not to mention for you as well, Lynn, because I'm a passionate dog lover myself.
Yeah.
It would be very distressing for you as well, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's just stuck sitting in a kennel for the last week, not moving.
Mm.
Just lost, doesn't understand what's going on. It's a breed that they can get traumatised so easy. She frets.
Yeah. My best friend used to have a German pointer. They're one of the most beautiful dogs in the world. They're highly intelligent
lovable
dogs. And to be locked up in the pound is the opposite to what they need, isn't it?
Yeah.
So from here on in, what do we need to help this situation happen? We need a phone call for you. We need answers, don't we?
Yes.
Is there anything else that you'd want from
Let me visit my dog.
Yes.
It's been 1 week too long, guys.
Yeah.
So if there's anything you can do, council, we'd love to hear from you. Get in touch with the station or please get in touch with Lynn because it's a very emotional story, Lynn, and we're sorry this has happened to you.
Yeah, I went and visited the pound. I went pie and she picked up my scent and was most upsetting. I just sat in the car and cried my eyes out.
Yeah, of course, because they'd be able to tell. We'd be able to tell that.
For any dog owner that's listening as well, you know how distressing that is as well, which is for the owner as well as the dog as well. So, Lynn, we're getting this message out on the radio because we want answers and we hope to get your little baby Chanel back to you as soon as possible, okay? Yeah,
I hope so. Thank you, guys. Thank you for today.
No worries at all. Keep us posted and good luck with it.
Yeah, thank you.